Who will replace you one day? You know, it's tough for most of us that are leaders, that are people that are in charge, to think about our successor. I think that too many times we think that to let go, it means that we sometimes may have to lose. And none of us likes to lose. We want to be number one. We're afraid of letting someone else replace us. But in the Bible, to be replaced is a blessing. It's part of the plan of God. In every aspect of scriptures, we see how God is always grooming the next generation to take over the previous one. In 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 28, we see the story of how David is replaced by his own son, Solomon, as king of Israel. David is old. He has done an amazing, amazing work in his life. Imperfectly as it may be, David has been God's beloved son, a man after God's own heart. But now it's time to anoint his own son as king over Israel. And you would think that David might be apprehensive. After all, Solomon wasn't exactly the ideal son. He also had his own ups and downs. But God had called Solomon to be king. And so in this passage in 1 Kings, we see in verse 28 that King David says, "Call in Bathsheba." And so she came into the king's presence and stood before him. The king then took an oath, "As surely as the Lord lives, who has delivered me out of every trouble, I will surely carry out this very day what I swore to you by the Lord, the God of Israel. Solomon your son shall be king after me, and he will sit on my throne in my place." What an amazing moment. Only men of God, women of God, can say such a thing. How many times have people broken their promises to you? How many times have they promised you a raise at work, or that you would have an opportunity in your organization to do more, to have a greater influence, and yet people don't call you back? Or they say, "Oh, I'm sorry, we chose somebody else." But David is a man of his promise, a man of his word, because he realizes that the promise that he made was before the God of Israel. And so it doesn't hurt him, even though it may be difficult, but it doesn't hurt his pride to now name his own son king after him to sit on his very throne. And then at the very end of this passage, in verse 47, it says, "Also, the royal officials have come together to congratulate our Lord King David, saying, 'May your God make Solomon's name more famous than yours, and his throne greater than yours.' And the king bowed in worship on his bed. And he said, 'Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who has allowed my eyes to see a successor on my throne today.'" How crazy is that? David is being congratulated by the officials. They're congratulating his son. And on his deathbed, David is praising God that he was able to see his successor take over his throne. And remember, David almost died plenty of times. His other son, Absalom, wanted to kill him and nearly did. David could easily have missed this moment. He could have died. He could have been killed before this day, this moment here. And yet, by the grace of God, he got to see his own son take over his throne. Legacy. Legacy. As we age, what is your legacy? You know, I meet a lot of older people whose legacy is one of anger, control, and pride. It is a shame that instead of them wanting to see somebody else succeed them, that their desire is to be in control till the very end. It could be said of younger people. It might be said of you and me. Don't let your end be filled with pride. Let the end of your life be filled with humility and with worship. And let me say one last thing. It doesn't have to be at the end of your life. Every transition is an end of something. We're here starting a brand new year for educators, for younger people, for people in the, perhaps in the health industry. Even if you're not in those areas, if you're a parent or a grandma or a friend, you know someone who's going back to school. It might be you as a young person going back to college. Let this transition be one that you make with humility. Bless others around you. Bless the people that you've developed. Invest into somebody else this fall. Make this next year, academic year, about you investing into your spiritual sons and daughters, taking time to be with them, so that one day when you make your own transition from point A to point B, you can then look back and say, praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who has allowed my eyes to see a successor on my throne today. Develop your legacy now. This is the day to start with the end in mind. Thank you for listening. I will see you next time.